Okay, let's dive in. There's this number, it's really quite striking from the sources we're looking at today. Over 95%.
Wow.
Yeah, over 95% of adults in the justice system have experienced at least one traumatic event.
That's an incredibly high figure. And, you know, the sources really emphasize this isn't just past history.
Right.
This unaddressed trauma, it's actively fueling current issues. We're talking mental health problems, substance use, behavioral problems, and, like, the big one, recidivism, people cycling back through the system.
And the sources also mentioned something pretty grim. That the actual prison or jail environment, it can make things worse.
Exactly. It can be re-traumatizing in itself. Just a devastating cycle, really.
It really sounds like it.
Yeah.
So this is where trauma-informed group therapy, or TIGT, comes into the picture. The sources highlight it as a key intervention.
Yes, TIGT. It's shown real promise, definitely.
Yeah.
A potential way to break that cycle.
But, like you said, promise isn't quite enough, is it? Especially in these settings. Prisons, jails. They're not exactly typical therapy clinics.
Precisely. And that's the whole point of the research plan we're digging into. It's not just asking if TIGT works in a vacuum.
Okay.
It's about understanding how to make it work best for these specific people in these very specific, often challenging places.
Right, how to optimize it.
Yeah, how to make it effective, fair, and actually sustainable in the real world of the justice system.
So even though we know TIGT can help, the sources are saying we need much more focused research because actually doing therapy inside is, well, a whole different ballgame.
Totally different. Implementation is key.
So what kind of questions is this research trying to answer?
Well, first off, comparing different approaches. The sources mention looking at established TIGT models, think things like seeking safety or certain CBT types for trauma,
Good.
and comparing them not just to each other, but crucially to whatever passes for usual care in these settings.
Which might be
Yeah.
that much.
Often, yeah. Minimal trauma focus or none at all. And the key thing, the sources stress this, is looking long term.
Beyond just symptom checklists.
Exactly. Does it help with staying sober, finding housing? And critically, does it reduce recidivism? Does it help people stay out?
That long-term view feels absolutely vital. What about sort of the practical side, the nuts and bolts of running these groups day to day in a prison, for example?
Oh, yeah, that's a huge focus. Implementation science, they call it.
Okay.
The research plan details looking at the real barriers, you know, getting access to the facility consistently, security rules, staff changes, people moving in and out, especially in jails.
All those logistical hurdles.
Absolutely. And also, how do those core ideas of trauma-informed care, like safety, trust, using peer support, how do they actually get put into practice? How are they experienced by participants and staff on the ground?
So the how as much as the what. Are they also trying to figure out why it works? Like the mechanisms?
Briefly. The plan does mention exploring that. Maybe how the group support itself helps with relationship trauma, maybe even looking at, you know, body-based stuff, physiological changes, though that seems more exploratory.
Interesting. Getting down to the how healing happens part
Yeah.
and the end goal for all this research,
Yeah.
it's about changing things system-wide, right? Policy.
That's a major aim, yes. The sources point to using solid findings to really inform policy.
Making the case for funding.
Exactly. Showing what works best, what's feasible, what sticks around. Building that case for prioritizing trauma-informed care throughout the system, maybe changing laws, changing budgets.
And they're using a mix of methods to get this data, numbers and stories.
Right. Mixed methods. So quantitative stuff, symptom scores, recidivism rates, things you can count. But also qualitative data interviews with participants, with staff, getting the lived experience, the context behind the numbers.
Which gives you a much richer picture, I imagine.
Definitely. You need both the what and the why.
Okay, so let's sort of wrap this up. If you had to boil it down, what's the main takeaway from this deep dive into this research plan?
I think the core message is trauma in the justice system is huge, it's pervasive. TIGT is a really promising tool.
Right.
But this research, it's about moving from just promise to proven practice. It's a serious practical effort to figure out how to make TIGT work best, how to actually do it effectively in these tough settings, and how to make sure those positive effects last long term.
So for you listening, what does this mean? Maybe think about those ripple effects. If effective trauma care really can lead to better outcomes, like people staying sober, finding homes, jobs, reconnecting with family, just having a better quality of life, what could that mean?
Yeah, what's the impact on individuals, families, entire communities, and on the justice system itself?
Research like this, it feels crucial for really understanding that potential for healing. It's not just academic, is it?
Not at all. It's about finding pathways to real change.